Case number 10,572, Landreth C. Adams Jr., southeast of Route 9, 562 feet west of Road 446. A special use exception to retain a multi-sectional manufactured home more than 5 years old.
Okay, come forward, state your name and address.
Sam Scott, 654 Ashford Road.
And you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thanks.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, how are you?
Good. Okay, you explain to the board your request?
Yes, we had filed for a variance for basically what you just read to keep a double-wide mobile home that's over 5 years old on a piece of property on for less than 5 acres. It's now on 5.5 acres, and we want to get an exception for it to be on 5 acres. We were here in January, and apparently the case was advertised wrong. That's why we're back.
It's also the old business on the first and next one.
Okay.
Remember case number 10,550.
Oh, okay.
I had...
It was the same thing.
Yes, it's the same request, but Mr. Burrell didn't think it was advertised properly, I think, so we had
because
to come
of the
back.
Age.
Because of the age of it?
Yeah.
I brought it's been there for... Go ahead.
I brought in a snapshot of the home before. I don't know if you still have it, but I brought one back in again also.
Okay.
We did.
So then we incorporate the
Yeah, I'd make a motion that we incorporate the testimony from case number 10,550 into this as well.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we incorporate the testimony for case number 10,572 and 10,550 together. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Okay, sir, you can go ahead then. That's what it looks like. And it was the age, I do believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Madam Secretary.
You're going to end
That's
up
why
with,
you had him come back. It's 84.
It's an 84.
This will be on at least 3/4 acre.
Yeah, actually, when we're done, it will be on 4.6 acres. The whole reason for doing this is because we want to cut a lot off a front. So we're basically, it's 5.5 acres now. We're cutting off like 7/10, which will still leave almost 4.6 acres, I think, with the math, but I'm close to it.
Okay. And what is your intent to build a stick build home on the front?
Yes. Or no, we're going to put the same thing out front, but the one we're putting out front will be new.
Has to be 3/4 acre?
Oh, yes. Well, that's what I say. We're going to have...
You said 7/10. I didn't know.
Excuse me. A 9/10 acre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 5.4 acres now. We're going to cut off 9/10, which I think leaves 4.5 or pretty close to it.
Okay.
So, basically, I mean, we're not... I think that somebody complained before that it would devalue the neighborhood or something, but basically the house is going to stay the same whether this is approved or not. The house is there.
Right there now, anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. This is just so you can put another one up front.
Right.
On this new acre or lot you're cutting out.
Right.
Okay. All right. Are there any more questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10,572 and 10,550, because I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Mills, do I have a second?
Second, yes.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,572 and 10,550. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much. I would also like to ask something else, if I could. Okay. I called the Office of Planning and Zoning today to ask if this was approved tonight, how soon we would be told or have something so we can record the lot that we want to cut off of the whole piece. And they told me they didn't know and they asked when I was here tonight at the hearing.
Well, first off, there's 30 days before the finding of facts will be completed, 30 to 60 days. And after that, it's another 60 days that it can be anyone in opposition could appeal that decision. Okay. So I would caution you to not be in too much haste, just in case. However, to do the subdivision, that would be, I don't know how, what the standard time.
You could proceed at his own risk if you chose to, but then it would just be a matter of bringing your survey into the office and getting it approved and then taking downstairs.
Okay, so if I brought a survey in of the lot that we want to cut off this piece, mm-hmm. we could go ahead and record that separate lot.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Proceed with caution. Okay. Next case. Let's go back to this case number 10,568.
These people might not have realized they had to be here. Didn't we hear this before?
I don't know from these.
Which one? This Jonathan and Kathy? I don't know. We didn't know. No, that's a good question.
They're told when they come in, they have to appear.
They say they should know.
Yeah.
And they get notice.
Has this been up here before? Well, I don't remember it. But
it was,
excuse me. Huh?
On the bottom of it, it was approved.
It was approved.
It was approved on 3406.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, approved on. It's number 9,422.
Okay. I was looking at the wrong case that was tabled. Okay.
Okay. So, John, and they're not here.
And they've had a variance before.
Huh?
Or something. They've been approved for a variance in 06 for,
yeah.
for the shed.
For the front, side, and rear.
Yeah. Well,